This is Danita Evangeline White with the Black Christian News Network podcast for Wednesday, July 12, 2017. 1. According to Baptist Press, food aid is beginning to reach Nigerian Christians and others displaced by Boko Haram violence in the Lake Chad Basin. World Watch Monitor reported July 10. World Watch Monitor said food was delivered to at least 75,000 people in some of the most isolated camps in early July, citing reports from humanitarian relief organization Open Doors. Among some 5 million internally displaced persons at risk of starving to death in Adamawa, Borno, and Yobe states, World Watch Monitor said, the most vulnerable are Christians who have been discriminated against in food distributions in favor of Muslims. 2. According to the New Pittsburgh Courier, the Council of Bishops of the African Methodist Episcopal Church is calling for the nation's oldest civil rights organization to restructure and define its vision. The bishops raised concerns about the future and relevance of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People in an open letter to the 109-year-old group. In a July 7th letter, the council wrote, the NACP boasts that it is the oldest civil rights organization in the country. While this is true and ought to make us proud, longevity alone is not proof of relevance. In response, NAACP leaders sent a letter to the AME Council of Bishops, inviting them to work with the organization. 3. According to WFMY, a global church conference is heading to Greensboro and bringing several random acts of kindness with it. The Global United Fellowship Conference started Tuesday, July 11th, with 4,000 attendees at the Curry Convention Center. But that's not all. Each participant will also be spreading love, prayer, and kindness this week through grocery giveaways and a free concert. Bishop Neil C. Ellis is the presiding bishop over the huge conference. He's bringing several big names in the ministry and dynamic speakers to Greensboro, such as Bishop Marvin Sapp, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, and more. 4. According to the Milwaukee Independent, after nearly 3 decades, the only remaining African-American-owned bookstore in Wisconsin closed on July 8th. Carla Allison, owner of the Reader's Choice Bookstore, officially retired at the age of 74. Her books have inspired and educated children of color over the past 28 years. Allison said, my fondest memory of being here is putting the first books on the shelf the day we opened, and the knowledge that I'm going to serve the community. This has been the work of mission for me. It is not a profit point, but a service to the community. I'm gratified and satisfied that we've done that for 28 years. So it's bittersweet, but I'm ready to say bye. 5. According to Health Today News, black adults are more likely than whites to die of a first heart attack, a new analysis suggests. 2 out of 3 major heart studies reviewed involving more than 28,000 people found black men between the ages of 45 and 64 were twice as likely to die of a first heart attack as white men. Older blacks were also more likely than whites to die of a first heart attack, but the difference was smaller. Heart disease risk is similar for men of both races. For black women ages 45 to 64, the risk of fatal heart attack was also greater than for white women of the same age range. 6. According to Essence, a lawsuit against the Atlanta Hawks claims black artists were discriminated against at the arena. TMZ reports that a former Atlanta Hawks security manager is suing the team after he says he was wrongfully fired for pointing out the discriminatory practice. He says black celebrities were made to go through rigorous security checks at Phillips Arena, which is staffed and operated by the Hawks, while white artists were allowed to bypass metal detectors. Sam Hayes, the security manager at the center of the lawsuit, claims his white boss was going out of his way to make sure black celebrities were rigorously checked. 7. According to Reuters, undefeated boxer Floyd Mayweather and mixed martial arts champion Conor McGregor traded barbs during a lively press conference in Los Angeles on Tuesday, delighting a rowdy crowd ahead of their August 26 fight in Las Vegas. The media conference was the first in a 4-day international tour promoting the bout. The contrast between the two was immediately apparent, as McGregor, wearing a navy pinstripe suit and tie, danced around the stage smiling, while Mayweather, wearing a tracksuit with American flag details, looked on stone-faced. That's all for today. You can read these stories and more online at bcnn1.com. In closing, remember the good news of God's love. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Thanks for listening. May God bless your day.